Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluga with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, November 17th. New coronavirus cases top 1,000, according to the State Department of Health and Environmental Control. DHEC today confirmed 1,088 new cases with a positive test rate near 14%. Statewide, more than 186,000 people have contracted the virus, 3,884 have died. With Thanksgiving and Christmas on the horizon, DHEC is suggesting people get tested for COVID-19 before gathering for the holidays, to wear masks at all times when not eating, and to celebrate outside if possible. The number of coronavirus cases in South Carolina schools continues to rise as more public school districts transition to full-time in-person instruction. According to data from the State Department of Health and Environmental Control, roughly 3,270 cases have been confirmed as of this afternoon. That's more than 500 new cases from a week ago. DHEC says the cases reported do not necessarily mean that students, faculty, or staff got the virus at school. Now, looking at nursing home data, DHEC reported 122 long-term care and nursing home facilities with active COVID-19 outbreaks. In other news, the state's top law enforcement officer is isolating after coming in contact with someone who had tested positive for coronavirus. The state attorney general's office announced today that Attorney General Alan Wilson feels fine and has no symptoms, but is following CDC guidelines. Wilson will work from home for the next 14 days. In other news, river flood warnings continue for several rivers across the state following last week's brush with Tropical Storm Eta. The National Weather Service says minor flooding is occurring at the following: the Congaree River at Carolina Eastman and Congaree National Park Gadsden, affecting Richland, Calhoun, and Lexington counties; the Lumber River affecting Dillon, Oree, and Marion counties; the Little PD River at Gallivan's Ferry affecting Oree and Marion counties; the Waccamaw River at Conway; the Great PD at PD affecting Marion and Florence counties; the Santee River near Jamestown; and the Savannah River near Burton's Ferry in Cloud, Georgia. NWS also says moderate flooding continues for the Wateree River at Lake Wateree, affecting Kershaw, Lancaster, and Fairfield counties. And the University of South Carolina Columbia campus will soon be home to the second-of-its-kind Apple store. USC announced the partnership with Apple to open an Apple-authorized campus store in early 2021, making it the second store in the nation managed and operated by students. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.